The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Good to be King Monday edition, a happier happy hour rolling into it. Dom, want to thank our most recent guest, a fine one, former Democratic Senator and State Majority Leader Chuck Walla. And Dom, I'd like to introduce you and the world to a special guest. Unanticipated, but sort of. This is young Tanner. Tanner is dating Kelsey, my daughter. So young Tanner needs grilling on the radio today. What do you think? Welcome to the Devil's Advocates, Tanner.
Thank you. Thank you. Bring it on.
Hey, Tanner. How you doing, man?
Doing well. I described you earlier on the air as sort of a hippie looking sort. Handsome, but hippie-ish. I think it's an accurate descriptor. Sorry, young
Somewhere
man.
Somewhere in between.
He's half my age, Dom. Half my age.
You old bastard.
Now, Tanner, what do you do for a living?
Well, recently I got a job with Rivian. If anybody's not familiar, they are an EV truck company. I'm working on their charging network.
And what's that mean?
Maintaining and expanding the Rivian Adventure Network, which is their DC fast charging network for Rivian customers.
And do you have an expense account or a credit card assigned to you at this point?
Technically, yes. Yes, sir.
And can you charge drinks on that?
Everything is approved and reviewed, but,
Well, that's the problem. The screening process, I've gotten into trouble myself.
Well, but that happens after the charge goes through. You know, I'd rather ask for forgiveness than for permission.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, Tanner, how long have you been dating young Kelsey?
Well, we're cruising past the year mark. Looking forward to number two, living together, having a good time.
Living together? Yes, what sir. Is this talk?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Cohabitation?
Cohabitation.
Is that legal in California on the leftist coast where you live?
Yeah, well, we're domestic partners.
I heard that. Mm-hmm. What's that mean?
It's basically if I get hurt, she's responsible for me. And if she gets hurt, I'm responsible for her.
But that's not marriage, Tanner.
Nope.
But it is some sort of legal entrapment that you put yourself in. It's pretty, yeah. Have you thought this through, man? Didn't you just price out some insurance?
Pretty much.
This is really just putting Kelsey on your insurance. Is that why we're doing this?
Yeah. It feels good. It feels good.
Very, very heartfelt. I married her mom for a very similar reason. Not because I didn't love her, but just the specific date of the marriage was kicked in by some insurance stuff. So, Tanner, what do you think of Wisconsin so far?
Loving it. State streets, beautiful. A lot of bikes around here. Love to see that.
Well, it's bustling. Beautiful, I don't usually hear it described as.
Well, you know, the isthmus is really unique for me. I haven't been in a
squeeze like between this. The lakes here in Madison.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Love it.
And you guys went for a walk in the Pheasant Brands Conservancy in Middleton.
Yeah. Cruised around a little bit. Saw the sights. I'm still taking it in.
And Kelsey, what are you waving down the street? What's down the street? The Wisconsin Capitol building. One of my favorite places. Well, Dom and I got arrested in that building. What was your experience like? Did you sing anything? Because that gets you arrested sometimes.
No, I didn't sing anything. I put my hand on the bell, and the cops looked at me a little bit funny. They were like, don't do that. I went over
Don't touch our bell.
Yeah, don't touch the bell.
That's, we get possessive of our bells around here.
Yeah. I noticed very quickly. Took it off. Yep.
No, did you get tased or anything, bro?
No. It went on there, though. He was quick.
You know, I got arrested in that Capitol once upon a time. They had protests at the Capitol, singing protest against the former gubernator, Scotty Wanker, I called him. Scott Walker was his real name. But Dom and I went up there one day, and we got arrested because they were arresting the singing protesters. It was sort of a weak ruling, and it didn't really mean what he hoped it meant. But what it meant was the former governor just had people arrested, and they were putting us in zip ties.
Nice.
Not a pleasant experience. Apparently, I was quoted in the paper the next day, something about, you know, I knew I was a bad singer, but I didn't think it was arrest worthy.
I mean, somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to put their voice on the line.
So, Tanner, what do you hope to accomplish politically while you're here in Wisconsin this week?
Learn some stuff, I guess. Absorb some information from you.
Oh, that's a suck-up answer if I've ever heard one. I like this guy so far.
That's my general trajectory, is just take a step back and just listen to people.
Listen to people. I do that less than I talk to the people.
Are you a young cat man? Yeah, you vote. How active are you in the voting electoral process, man?
Well, I mean, the
first of all, presidential, you vote in the president.
Definitely. Yeah.
How about midterms?
I probably have missed a couple of those. Yeah, probably have missed a couple of those. But I've been transient. I've been, you know, trying to get my roots back. I'm back in California, getting settled back in. So there will be some ballots on the horizon for me.
You never heard of ballot harvesting? No. Absentee ballots? No. Stuff like that?
Nope. Nobody could find me.
All the Californians did.
Yeah, nobody could find me.
Dom, did you have more? I was wondering else we should grill. Okay, here's one we ask politicians. If you were drinking a cold beverage, what would it be? And understand, this is Wisconsin. Better to throw some alcohol in there.
First thought was water. Truth and honesty.
See, come on, man. You're losing me now.
Second thing, iced espresso I can do as well. A coffee beverage.
That's not winning me over either. Iced espresso. That's a very Hollywood sort of thing to drink. I'm worried about this young man now.
I also love
beer. Way too healthy, man.
Love beer. See, there. Leave with that next time, Tanner.
Beer is where it's at.
You know your BMI, and do you think it's lower than Crudy's?
I don't actually. It's, what is that, beer mechanical index?
Something like that. Body mass index. There you go.
Yeah. Our friend Tanner. Let's just stick with first names at this point. I don't learn your last name for a domestic partnership agreement.
Even when he does, they'll still mispronounce it. So don't worry.
Oh yeah, I'll butcher it. I'll butcher it. But I don't, you know, I don't want to make you a target. I don't want to dox you on the air. CJ's listening, apparently. Tanner, what does the week hold? You're going to be here in beautiful Wisconsin, and right now we're in the liberal bastion. You know, you're talking about State Street. You're in the Capitol, but you know we're going to take you out to a little more rural Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful out there, but the voting tendencies are a little different than they are on the leftist coast.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking you out to Crackerville. Are you ready for this experience, Tanner?
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Sightseeing.
Now,
have you had the occasion while in California, Tanner, to see any of the Trump flags? I see some around once in a while, like Trump or Death 2024, something along those lines. What are you seeing out there?
There's definitely a good bit of that. You get a little bit further outside of LA, and there's definitely much more. I spent some time in Montana, and their favorite sign out there, they have a custom flag that's "Don't California my Montana." So that's one of my favorites.
What do you think of Gavin Newsom, the handsome gubernator of California?
Haven't thought about him much, to be honest with you.
I think about him constantly.
Yeah. That hair, Curdy. I know you love the hair.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And he's got the pearly white teeth and says all the right things. I think the Democrats will fall in love with that guy someday. Dom, you look inquisitive.
I am very inquisitive. Legal weed, man. California making lots of money on legal weed. Did you know Michigan has earned more tax dollars than California on the legal weed. Do you partake?
That's amazing. On occasion, you know, I live in California, so you can tempt me with a good time on that department, but I didn't realize Michigan was kicking it so well.
Yeah, man. Well, there's a big demand in the Midwest here. Here in Wisconsin, I mean, hell, on Crudy's dime alone, they're passing California.
You see my entire family here in the studio, don't you, Dom? Yeah. Let's keep it clean. Keep it clean, fella. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We're meeting Tanner for just a minute or two longer here. Tanner, what qualities are you looking for in a girlfriend stepdad? And am I exceeding all your expectations so far?
I mean, first of all, I've always wanted to be on a radio show, so
check bucket list.
You brought me on here. We're doing really well in that department. That was number one.
Yeah.
Number two is good political banter. That's, you know, one of my favorite pastimes.
You might get some of that.
Yeah. We're doing well. We're doing well.
Excellent.
Hey, Tanner, let me ask you, since I don't know, how did you guys meet? How did you and Kelsey meet?
I was a barista at a coffee shop, hence the favorite beverage being iced espresso. Yeah. And she was a regular in the coffee shop. She would come in every day, and I would make sure that her drink was ready for her before she walked in.
Did you put a little like heart on the foam? Like how did she have a special drink?
We've probably done something like that. Yeah. But I just remembered it by heart and made sure it was ready for her. She never stood in line. She never paid. I snuck it through.
What does she order? What's a regular?
That's actually a good question. It depends, but usually an iced dirty matcha with almond milk.
May I just recommend when we take you out to Crackerville later in the week, both of you, just order a beer. Okay? just beers all around.
Beer's my favorite.
Tanner. Coffee black.
Thanks for going through our little grilling exercise here.
Heck yeah.
Thanks. Good to see you boys as well, and daughter, whole Crudy clan here.
Heck yeah.
We'll be back. More politics, probably. On the other side, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You can always be a part. You less so, CJ. I'm keeping you on the back burner for a while. 844-967-2789. It's a big Monday. It's good to be the king. Or the stepdad, or whatever.
percent of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy Monday to us all. You can join us on the political line, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, thank you to our most recent guest. Let's just call him Tanner. Domestic partner Tanner. And now I have Kelsey.
Hello, hello.
A young California voter, and a few from the text line. Apparently, people are playing along. We appreciate you not tuning out. Robert from McFarland says, Tanner, run! Too late for that.
God, I'm trapped.
A WMDX caller, texter, more accurately, and you can use the same number for text or phone, 844-967-2789. I'm like 99% sure from his voice that Tanner is super handsome. Way to go, is. Kelsey.
Yes, thank you.
And then Cam from Nina, a frequent flyer on the text line, says, Crudy, the final round of grilling, Tanner is having him answer a phone call from CJ. We agree with you, Cam. We were just explaining the concept of the conservative troll that is our pal CJ sitting on hold for nearly an hour so far. Let's see how long he holds today, Dom. So, Dom, say hi to Kelsey. You've known her damn near her whole life.
Forever. Yeah, I know.
Kelsey, nice to see you again. Welcome back.
Thank you.
All grown up, successful, kicking ass, taking names on the leftist coast, but turned very political this one.
Oh, beyond. No, as political as a 29-year-old living in Los Angeles can be.
Well, you're political. You're making political posts on the social medias.
That's fair. I've got a lot of hot takes.
And what are your, what's your hottest take today, Kelsey?
Ooh, I'm not happy with Grandpa Joe. I'll tell you that much. I am not happy with our Grandpa Joe.
But not because of his debate performance, per se.
No, not even.
You didn't watch the debate, did you?
I knew exactly what it would be. And you know what? I asked all my friends if they felt more enlightened after watching it, and not a single one said yes. They were all depressed.
No enlightenment was coming out of that debate.
So I didn't leave enlightened.
Kelsey Kidd, what is your particular contention with President Biden?
You know...
And understand, the Secret Service may be listening, so...
Good. Tune in, Secret Service. It's an Israel issue for my friends and I. It is a Israel-Palestine issue for us. So that's where my vote's been at recently.
And what's that mean, Kels? What's that mean to you?
That means to me that Grandpa Joe is giving money to a genocide if I'm coming in hot with a hot take. So, yeah, that's not where I want my tax dollars spent, and that's not what I believe in. So that's not where my vote is going.
I hear Trump has vowed to exempt tips from taxation. Now, you get a lot of tips at work, my understanding. Mm-hmm. I have never seen you bring any home, but... Would that be an appealing thing to you? Could you be wowed over by a Donald Trump?
No.
So, if you don't like Joe and you don't like Trump, what do you?
What is a girl to do? I wanted to ask you the same question. Nothing but dream these days.
Well, some would hope for the replacement at the top of the ticket by maybe a dreamy Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. I think that's a pipe dream, but...
Well, I think that Gavin could help out our girl, Michelle. That's my pipe dream.
Which Michelle? Obama?
Yes. Yes.
It's so strange to me that the conservatives also have been running out this conspiracy theory that if Joe were to step aside, somehow Michelle Obama's jumping the line and she's going to be the president. Although I think she is beloved.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening.
Well, if a girl can dream, might as well dream big.
What if that doesn't happen? What if it's not Michelle Obama or even Gretchen Whitmer or Gavin Newsom? What if it's Grandpa Joe, I think you've titled him?
Yeah.
Kelsey Kidd, what if it's Grandpa Joe? What do you do then?
What do you do then? I have to be honest with you. I don't know what I would do then. I would vote left in everything below his name. And
would you exclude top of the ticket? 51,000 Wisconsinites did that when Trump was on the ballot, voted down ticket, but did not vote at the top of the ticket. Could you conceive of doing that?
What do you mean by that? Can you break that
voted
down?
For everything else, but not the presidential.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I would see myself doing.
Now, you know, there are some people right now listening and probably lighting up the text line at 844-967-2. What's the number, Dom? 26.
Where are we?
2789. What day is it?
What, Grandpa Mike here too?
I'm having a Joe. I've been up since 4:30.
You're having a Joe Mint.
Joe Mint. Kelsey, I as a guy who's voted third party and all sorts of other things, Republicans, Dems, progressives, whatever. Do you think the plight of the Palestinians would be better under a President Trump?
No. I think at this point it's just in a competition of who can kiss you know who's you know what a little harder. I think they're both licking their lips and kissing that butt. I don't feel confident in either person advocating for Palestinian people.
Is you know who Netanyahu? Because I'm just trying to follow.
I could see either of the candidates wanting to get all up in the butthole of Netanyahu.
We don't talk about that on the radio. Overly close with Netanyahu, let's just say.
Yes, intimate.
An intimate relationship.
So you would either stay off the top of the ticket, but you would make a point not to vote for a guy for Grandpa Joe,
yeah,
because of the Israeli-Palestinian, knowing that it could potentially be worse under a guy like Donald Trump. I mean,
yeah,
that's entirely possible, right? Just
yeah.
Fine with that.
Dobbs affect your decision because. You know, Trump did place the three Supreme Court justices that overturned Dobbs, and it might be legal in California, girl, but not everywhere. Doesn't that affect your thought?
We smoke too much weed in California to go that deep in thought about it.
Well, you should be thinking a little harder about it.
I know, I know. I see, I'm the one that's getting grilled. I need this
personal
fan a little closer
autonomy
to me.
Over your own reproductive rights. You've got a domestic partner at home now.
I know, I know, I know.
Those are important issues, don't you think?
They are important issues. I don't disagree.
So where are you coming down? I can give you 30 seconds to solve all the world's problems.
No, I thought we were going to talk about boyfriends and getting grilled. Where's any of the fun talk around here?
Well, he got grilled. And, you know, so far, loyalty. He's passing the loyalty test. Kelsey Kidd, great to see you. I'm glad
thank
you stopped by.
You.
And saw me here at this little home away from work and home and function sometimes. My daughter, Kelsey Kidd.
Having a Joe-ment.
I'm having a Joe-ment. It's because I got up at 4:30 this morning to drive down to Chicago and pick you up, Kelsey.
Yeah.
If that's the case, you may just have to suck it up and vote for Joe.
Fair.
More Devils on the other side. More politics. Light them up. 844-967-2789. Pretty sure that's right.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. Good to be King Monday edition, happier happy hour. Thank you for allowing me to indulge as the, I'm not even the king of my own family. Who am I kidding, man? There's a couple of queens, a princess, you better. Thank you, Kelsey and Tanner and my boys, Karsten and Caden in studio. Got a little stuffy here, Dom. Good to see them. I know there are a few people pushing back on Kelsey's politics. I'll read a few. I feel confident she's probably not listening anymore, so I'm not sure if these are for her ears, but I'll share what people are saying. Typical entitled know-it-all 30-year-old, says our trash texting buddy Jeff from Shorewood. Not happy with Joe, but won't vote for him. Wake up, kid. The only option is Trump. Just vote in California, so it won't matter. Well, it'd be better if she voted here. Could matter, but she does vote in California. So a vote for a Civil War? Cool. Must be Gen Z, says Scott. And vote like your future depends on it, Kelsey. It does. Vote Dem at every position. A few other political texts.
I mean, I blame her stepdad. I mean, I don't know.
Here's one.
It's not upbringing.
Here's
that household.
Here's one. She kept it mostly clean. That is clean for our family. And I got this one out here. From one millennial to another, what caused you to be so passionate about the Middle East issues? Question mark. I've always felt like this issue just mirrors decades of U.S. interfering in the Middle East. So, like, why now? Seems like a bad use of time. And Troy from Mount Horeb said, if she's voting in California, she can take the presidential off. That is the luxury of living in a bright blue state like California.
Indeed it is.
Reproductive rights.
Any consequence to her or those kids in young adults, whatever, the issue voters, as it pertains to, in her case, Palestine or whatever issues may have, you're a blue state. California's blue. It's going to be blue, period.
I know that L.A. Tom, between now and the election, is going to get in Kelsey's ear, get her educated up as to what he thinks she should be doing with her vote. Tom has always been very helpful with local referendum and issues like that. And Kelsey lives roughly in, you know, the same part of LA. So anyways, I don't force feed my opinions on Kelsey Kidd. Could go the other way, but not that way.
Well, you're not trying hard enough, stepdad.
844-967-2789. Matt Flynn, our pal, attorney at law, very direct human being. How you been, Matt?
Hey, Matt.
I've been good, Cody. Love your show.
I called you earlier today. I'm goofing around with my kids. Sorry for the distractions, Matt. But let me ask you. Yeah. Is Joe Biden the king now? Because he's the current president, and it seems like he's got immunity. Matt, what sort of mischief could this president get up to with this sort of guaranteed immunity as the president? Official acts. Could cover a lot of ground, Matt.
He's too decent a guy, but you know what I'd do? I would arrest Trump and arrest the Supreme Court, fly them to Guantanamo, and leave them there. That's what I would do. In other words, that's an official act. Quite frankly, reading this thing out, he could declare martial law. Trump was going to declare martial law to seize the voting machines. Now, Biden won't do that, and I'm being half facetious, and Democrats don't do that. But what's going to happen this time, there's a blueprint for how to overturn an election again, and that's going to be used in the future. They're going to tell the Justice Department, tell Georgia not to certify the vote, blah, 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 seize the voting machines. This is a corrupt Supreme Court. Crooked Clarence Thomas has been bribed. The rest of these people are simply paying Trump back. And the Supreme Court is operating as a super legislature that wasn't elected for life. And
but Matt, I mean,
the Constitution, if they
go down that road, Matt, and I get what you're saying, but we're talking about whether or not he can be, you know, criminally liable for those actions. But if he, you know, we still have rights. My vote still counts, right? If they go out and start seizing machines or opening, you know, investigations that have no legal merit, there's still consequence to those actions. We still have rights to defend ourselves and our society. Do we not?
What do you mean? Where are they? In this case, they said that anything that's official that he can't be prosecuted from, and they said...
They can't be prosecuted for it, but it doesn't mean that would actually go through legally. I mean, he could go through the act, but the act can still be challenged, even if he's not held criminally liable for it. You know, the state of Georgia still has the right to certify their elections.
Well, they do if their legislatures stand up to them, but you know that the power of a president, and they're not going to stand up to him. And the second thing, I mean, to keep in mind in this stuff is that it's a blueprint, the Green Bay Sweep, they used to call it. Remember, you are going to get compliant legislatures, and there will be no criminal consequence, therefore no consequence. Any communication with his own Justice Department can't even be put into evidence. This thing is a sneaky, sneaky, subterranean undoing of a lot of controls of a president of the United States.
Matt Flynn, I appreciate you calling in today. I did want to get your opinion about one more topic. Did you watch the debate last Thursday night? I know you've always been very, very supportive of Joe Biden. Not his best night, Matt. You would readily agree. How damaging was his debate performance, and can he overcome it?
I don't think there's any question that he can overcome it. He's our strongest candidate. I think he's our only candidate that realistically can beat Trump. The Philadelphia Inquirer got it right. They came out and urged Trump to drop out. Throughout the debate, said that he sucked up to Putin. He said he didn't really want the job. He was only doing it to take Biden out. And he lied how many times? Take a look at that debate in people's minds. Trump is the guy they get hurt the worst. We need Joe Biden, and I'm with him 100%.
Matt Flynn, do you think the talk will subside? Because some of us are less convinced.
But, Crudy, you're my good friend. You were less convinced when Bernie was running against Biden, and I was convinced. All right, so give me a break. So what? You're less convinced. You're a good man. You're smart as hell, and we need ears on this show. I get it. But the truth of the matter is, do you really think any of the others could beat Trump? Do you really think that?
Yes.
Anybody but Harris can't even take the money. They can't even use the money that's been raised. Harris can beat Trump?
Okay, but Matt, and I get what you're saying, but we're talking about the machinations and the funding of a specific campaign versus, you know, who would, if you just throw a specific Democrat out there, Gretchen Whitmer, Harris, Gavin Newsom, whatever the case may be, yes, money aside and that part of it aside, again, I know you can't necessarily discount that, but we're talking about, you know, who would be more popular, who would galvanize, who would bring out, you know, those undecideds, or at least, you know, perhaps get more passionate about their vote for the Democratic Party, if not for Grandpa Joe. There's other folks out there beside, you know, setting aside the machinations of the election process.
Well, when you say set aside $300 million with 4 months to go, and the guy, they have no name recognition. You and I knew who Gretchen Whitmer is. The only way other people know is that a bunch of guys from Shawano try to kidnap her and take her to a cabin, okay? Look, the point of the matter is, Joe is our man. Get that straight, okay? I don't care how much you guys want to josh around. Joe is our man, okay? That's a direct order. You were for Bernie. I was for Joe. Now you be for Joe.
Well, when you put it like that, Matt, so directly.
I am Matt Flynn direct. I got thrown off the air. I understand that. But I'm Matt Flynn direct.
No direct.
I will always
direct.
Be Matt Flynn direct.
Always be direct.
Never
man.
Too
we
direct.
Appreciate it.
Well, you've got to appreciate the same quality in me. Crudy, far too direct as well. They call me blunt, though, Crudy when direct. I do it like that, Matt.
Joe's our man. The rest of these people, look, the rest of these people, they have no name. The average person doesn't know.
Oh, no. I didn't mean to do that at all, Matt. I cut you off there for a moment. The average person.
That's okay. Yeah, go ahead.
The average person, there's no name recognition for a lot of these people compared to an incumbent like Joe. And Trump is a quasi-incumbent. Joe can beat Trump. He's the only one that can beat Trump. He will beat him again. You'll beat him again and again. Incumbency matters. The money he's raised matter. Name recognition matters. This other stuff is all, who would galvanize everybody? Gavin Newsom, Pete Buttigieg, Kamala Harris.
I'm just looking for someone to galvanize Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, and I think it's Big Gretchen Whitmer.
Who is she? You know, somebody up in Nacida will go, Gretchen Whitmer? Wasn't she in high school with me at Nacina High School? Give me a break. Come on. You guys, you're fun of me.
Okay. Then I'm going Michelle Obama, like the conservatives seem to think.
Oh, for God's sake. Is that your mind? Like, you're doing this to draw eyeballs and ears. That's all you're doing.
Well, now I'm doing it to wind your ass up a little bit, man, because I don't see enough. I got to bust your balls.
No, you were for Bernie, then you were for Elizabeth Warren. None of them would have won. Only Joe could win in the past. It's the only guy that can win this time. He's terrific. He's a great president. And he knows what to do. He'll defend NATO. These other guys, I mean, Trump will pull us out of NATO because he's Putin's girlfriend. And then you have Gretchen Whitmer and the rest of them, and the Ruskies go into Poland, and oh, my God, what do I do? Give me a break.
So, Matt, what's your takeaway then from the debate performance? You know, and I get it, man. You know, I'm on the air. I've been doing this a long time. Sometimes we lose our train of thought, right? It was a bad debate. Was it bad prep? What do you write it off to, a cold?
No, I think, well, there's a couple of things. I mean, he did have a cold, taking some meds, and he's 81 years old. I get it. But what he was doing in terms of there's nothing that he said substantively. Yeah. That was wrong. I mean, you know, he was saying all the good stuff, but he was saying in a halting fashion. I get it. The other clown, whom the Philadelphia Inquirer said Trump should drop out of the race, sucked up to Putin, is afraid of Putin. He said twice at the end, I don't need this. I don't really want to be president again, but I'm doing this, you know, because of Biden and all this. He lied continually. I'm the guy that did $35 insulin and all this crap.
It was all terrible.
A lot of bull. He kept lying. No. And people are picking up. I looked at some of the focus groups, and people are bothered by that. Nobody will look at that debate, whatever they think of Biden, and say, boy, that really convinced me to vote for Trump. Nobody's going to do that. The guy's a criminal. The guy is a traitor to the United States, and he's a criminal. And it's as simple as that. And the poll, here's the deal. I'll leave this with you guys. The polling going forward will show that Biden improved as a result of that debate, not because of what Biden said, but because of what Trump said and did.
The Biden campaign is already rolling out polling that dropped today that showed effectively no change post-debate, which probably would not shock you, Ben.
It doesn't shock me. And there was one poll that he went up a point, but that's margin of error. I get it. But no, people have made up their minds. There's no, what, are you and I going to look at that and say, oh, now we'll vote for Trump? Hey, Trump should be in prison, along with the Supreme Court, along with the six tarantulas. Crooked Clarence Thomas, lying Sam Alito. These people are all stuck a knife in the back of America. And Trump is sticking the knife in the back of America, and he's pro-Putin.
What about Juan Merchan? the judge in New York, Matt, we're about done with this segment. Juan Merchan can make a statement for all the American people. What is that statement? How many days, weeks, months, years? How big a statement do you make, Matt Flynn?
Well, it'll be house arrest, probably in Mar-a-Lago to make the security okay. And he will say that he has to be there evenings and weekends. You know, it's sort of like Huber type stuff. And he has a bracelet and all that.
Come on, man. So I didn't get to go to an Oceanside resort when I was on Huber.
Did you get arrested?
You know I did, man. Don't laugh like that.
I'm a lawyer. You have a right to remain silent. Look, the guy, and then he'll appeal. But I'll leave you with this. The guy is a guy from Queens, out on bail, with a side hustle in politics, and all he's doing is trying to keep himself out of jail. That's his whole purpose in running.
That's my purpose too, Matt Flynn. That's all I'm striving for. Appreciate it, my friend.
You're doing a good job.
We'll catch up soon.
Right. Well, some other time. Yeah.
Not in jail today. More Devil's Advocates will speed round with your calls. 844-96-PARTY.
The big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up on the lines right now. Going to them, 844-967-2789. Effie from Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates. What do you got for us? Hello, Effie.
Hello,
Effie. You're on. All right, we'll put you back on hold. If you would, Rich, check her out once you get the other calls done. Annie from Watertown, you're up. Welcome, Annie. What do you got?
Hey, Annie.
It's like, my kid was getting bullied, I wanted to say, beat the crap out of him, but would I be that way? Would Joe Biden do the crap, I'd love it if he would in a way, but no, he won't. But, I mean, just look at Trump, because I feel for Dom, but he had all these people that said, no, you can't shoot the legs out of the protesters, or no, you can't drop a nuclear bomb here. He had people that stopped him, and this time he's not going to have people that stop him.
Yeah.
What about this concept? Someone threw up on the text line. I think it's an interesting thought. Thank you for your call, Andy. Trump no longer needs to win to stay out of jail. Does that change his motivation?
No, and I don't agree that he still needs to win to stay out of jail. I think there's a long way to go yet. 844-967-2789. Dale from Delavan, you are up. Welcome, Dale. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dale.
How are you guys doing today? Doing pretty good?
Good enough.
Certainly.
Well, I just want to tell you that I think Donald Trump, he got some issues, but he's going to be the next president. There ain't no doubt about that. And your buddy Matt Flynn, I think he's some kind of a joke.
He's a smart man, attorney at law.
Too much. Yeah. Matt Flynn, a joke.
Well, I don't find your joke funny, Dale. I find Matt more funny. He's the twice-elected Democratic Party chair of the great state of Wisconsin and ran for governor once upon a time, although it was a crowded field that year.
Yes, it was.
844.
Man, a runner for something doesn't mean anything.
967-2789. Adam from Madison. Welcome, Adam. What do you got for us?
Hey, Adam.
Hey, guys, I am so glad that I'm after that call, because I've been waiting just to praise Matt Flynn for everything he's done and everything he said. I echo everything Matt Flynn said just now, and I miss him so much. I just am so grateful that he came on the air to speak his mind today. And also, I just found out from you guys about the immunity thing, and I am just crushed. So just driving home from work. You guys told me about the immunity thing, and that's not good news. So
Adam, we recommend when you get home, drink heavily, sir.
Okay. Or smoke, right? I don't drink, so.
Well, smoke. Whatever floats your boat.
Gets you through the night, my friend.
Nicotine, right?
That's right.
Thanks, guys, for all you do. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Adam.
I appreciate you listening, Adam. 844-967-2789. And to Adam's point, man, you know, Matt's he's been a defender and a promoter of Joe Biden from day one. I mean, literally day one, right? From day
Absolutely.
I mean, never wavered, and
no inconsistencies in his support for the man.
No, not at all. And Matt's been around. He's got good instincts on these things. I think he presented a pretty compelling defense of the president. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Adam.
The only thing better than Matt Flynn's instincts, that hair, man. He's got that great hair. He could be a Kennedy.
Wisco Paul, you're up. Happy days, man. What do you got today?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. This is an awesome show today. It's just awesome. You know, I go back with you guys when you were an iHeart or Scooty Cause at Heartless Radio. I can't remember any day in your program over the last almost dozen years that we've had to talk about democracy like this. You know, we made it through the Trump era, and I don't really have the words for what's going on right now, but if you guys can think of any time in your radio shows you've ever witnessed anything this serious, fill me in.
But, well, I would just say,
anyway, awesome.
The election of Trump.
Awesome show. Awesome.
The thank you for listening, Paul, and having great taste in radio shows.
For all these years.
For all these many years. The only thing that seems to be a setback as large as this Supreme Court ruling would be the actual election of Trump. The Electoral College threw the eye of the needle when he won in 2016. Well, that perhaps when he, tried to run a coup against the peaceful transfer of power in 2020. And there's probably a couple other bad things in his governance patterns.
And just recently, of course, from the Supreme Court itself. I mean, let alone the pandemic, injecting bleach, looking up. It's hard to even go back and review any of those things. But this consequential Supreme Court with Dobbs, with Chevron, with presidential immunity, with these three justices that were slid on by Donald Trump. No, Paulie, I don't remember anything being to this degree. Even, I would disagree pretty a little bit, even Trump's election. Certainly the consequence of that has become very dramatic. But Trump's election in and of itself, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
I just remember the shock that onset the nation. At least those we were partying with.
Some of us, I'm pretty sure Pizza Box was not too shocked.
The fine show today brought to you by Chuck Walla, former Democratic Senator and Majority Leader, our pal Matt Flynn. He's twice elected Democratic Party Chair, great state of Wisconsin, very direct man, author of many thrilling novels. And of course, thank you to my daughter, Kelsey Kidd, and her beau, Tanner, and the boys. They all showed up. Show up and bum rushed at it work day. It was fun.
There you go. Thank you, Rich, on the board.